From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Oakland, California last night, thousands of people gathered in front of City Hall. They held a vigil for Scott Olson. The Iraq War veteran was badly injured earlier this week in violent clashes between police and Occupy Oakland protesters. Olson has become a symbol for protesters, and his injury has sparked intense criticism of the Oakland police and of the city's mayor. Denise Tejada of TurnstileNews.com spent yesterday in the hospital where Scott Olson is being treated. She sent this report.
The video of a concerned crowd gathered around a young man moments after he was injured Tuesday night spread all over the internet. His name is Scott Olson, and his bloodied face is now a big part of what's kept the national spotlight on Oakland. He's a 24-year-old Iraq veteran. He came to Occupy Oakland Tuesday night to support protesters after his workday at a Bay Area tech firm. Video from moments earlier shows Olson in his Marine camouflage jacket and hat. He's standing with his arms at his side next to someone in a Navy uniform, with a flag that reads VeteransForPeace.org. Police are shooting projectiles into the crowd. Suddenly, Olson is down. Protesters rush towards him where he is lying on the ground. But police scatter them with a gas canister that explodes on the ground next to Olson. Eventually, protesters carried Olson away and drove him to the hospital.
When he was getting carried away, his hat fell off. And since, like, everyone was rushing him away, I ran back and grabbed it. His military hat, I thought he would want it back.
20-year-old Claire Chadwick was holding Olson's camouflage hat yesterday outside Highland Hospital. She was one of the protesters who carried Olson away from the scene. Chadwick says she screamed for medical help, but it never came.
I held his hands, or held his face in my hands while he was bleeding out of the mouth, unconscious, while his eyes were rolling in the back of his head.
Images of Olson's injuries spread quickly on social media sites, which is how fellow veterans and friends like Matt Howard heard what happened. Like Olson, Howard is a member of IVAW, Iraq Veterans Against the War.
I woke up in the morning and checked my Facebook page and realized that a picture that had a Marine veteran was, in fact, Scott. You know, it was a shock, the fact that one of our own guys, you know, a veteran or an IVAW member, that something like that happened to him was a little bit unbelievable.
Last night, Highland Hospital Chief Surgeon Dr. Alden Harkin reported that Olson was breathing on his own, incapable of moving his body.
He clearly understands what we're saying, huge neurological improvement over what he was when he got here, but he's still having trouble articulating words.
Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan visited Olson in the hospital. The visit lasted 10 minutes, but according to Highland's spokesperson, Mayor Kwan said she was sorry for what happened and that the city was investigating. Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan told reporters Olson's injury is being treated as a lethal force incident.
I am Scott Olson.
I am the 99%.
I am the 99%.
I am Scott Olson.
As of last night, Occupy Oakland protesters reoccupied the plaza in front of City Hall.
I am Scott Olson.
Many veterans gathered along with protesters to pay tribute to Olson. Today, the hospital reports Olson is in fair condition and expected to make a full recovery. For NPR News, I'm Denise Tejada.
And that report came to us from TurnstileNews.com. It's a project of Youth Radio. You can see footage of those clashes with police in Oakland at NPR.org.